This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. After two mass shootings left 31 people dead and scores injured last weekend, more than 200 mayors are urging the Senate to return to Capitol Hill and move on gun safety legislation. AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
In a letter to the Senate's two leaders, the mayors urged them to interrupt a long August break and bring senators back to vote on House-passed bills expanding background checks for gun sales. Among those signing the letter, Dayton Mayor Nan Whaley, who said yesterday after President Trump's visit to her city, she'd like to finally see gun control action.
I'm not holding my breath. Too often we just see complete inaction because they're waiting just for time for people to forget.
Senate GOP Chief Mitch McConnell's been resisting pressure to bring lawmakers back. The president's been privately calling senators while pushing publicly for expanded background checks. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
And Mitch McConnell told a Kentucky radio station Thursday he would welcome debate on the House bills when the Senate returns to Washington next month. The recent deadly mass shootings in the U.S. have prompted other countries to issue travel warnings, the AP's Ed Donahue reports.
The warnings come from Venezuela, Uruguay, and Japan. President Trump has placed sanctions on Venezuela.
The socialist dictatorship of Nicolas Maduro has inflicted terrible misery and suffering.
Maduro did not mention President Trump, but he said speeches from Washington are impregnated with racial discrimination and hatred against immigrants. Uruguay's foreign minister recommends avoiding large gatherings in the U.S. Japan's government called the U.S. a gun society and said to pay attention to the potential for gunfire everywhere. Amnesty International also warned a guarantee of not being shot is impossible. I'm Ed Donahue.
For more on these stories, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has called on India and Pakistan to refrain from taking any steps that would affect the status of Kashmir. Stefan Dujarric is the Secretary General's spokesman.
The Secretary General also recalls the 1972 agreement on bilateral relations between India and Pakistan, also known as a Simla Agreement, which states that the final status of Jammu and Kashmir is to be settled by peaceful means in accordance with the Charter of the United Nations.
In an address on television and radio Thursday, Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi promised Kashmiris the beginning of a new era as a result of his government's decision to scrap the region's special status and bring it under New Delhi's control. At the State Department, spokeswoman Morgan Ortega said the United States is urging common restraint from both India and Pakistan. The way that humans use land could be the key to adapting to climate change or the final nail in the planet's coffin. That's the conclusion of a landmark climate assessment report from the United Nations Thursday. AP's Rita Foley has details.
It's pretty scary. That's a UN climate change official talking who helped write the report. He says he's losing sleep over this. The report says within our lifetimes, the Earth could see food supplies dwindle, water shortages, and wildfires, just to name a few nightmares. French climate scientist Valérie Masson-Delmotte, who chaired one of the working groups, says we are doing this to ourselves.
The way we produce food and what we eat.
The scientists say we could help save the planet from a warmer future if we eat less meat, change the way we grow food, and stop cutting down as many trees. I'm Rita Foley.
Kyrgyz special police forces have detained former president Almazbek Atambayev after a security operation that turned violent left one person dead. Russia's Interfax news agency and Kyrgyz media reported Thursday that Atambayev was detained at his home near the capital of Bishkek. The 62-year-old faces five counts of criminally abusing his office when he was Kyrgyzstan's president from 2011 to 2017, including corruption, abuse of office, and illegally enriching himself. Atambayev rejects the charges and resisted police attempts to detain him for questioning. Two people were killed Thursday when a missile engine exploded at a military base in northern Russia. Russia's defense ministry said the blast occurred during a test of a liquid propellant engine at a military base used for missile tests. The explosion is the second accident at a Russian military facility in less than a week. For more, log on to our website. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.